98.3 The Coast, today's best mix. It's the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie, and we are really excited about this. Magic Rocks, it's coming to the Klein Theater in Fort Wayne, coming up on Thursday, and we actually have the man himself, Leon Etienne, joining us on the show. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic, Johnny. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm super excited about it. So it's down in Fort Wayne, and it is going to be a great time. And from what I'm seeing, it sounds like it's going to be like you're going to a rock concert almost with all the different effects and all those different things. So for somebody that's never seen Magic Rocks, and they're super excited about it. Tell me what goes on.
Yeah, so it is a multimedia show. It is basically, like you said, it's a Frankenstein between a magic show and a rock and roll show. So this is not your grandfather's magic show. It is also not just a traditional rock concert. It has a little bit of everything for everyone. It is completely family-friendly, but with a little bit of edge and a little bit of fun mixed in.
That's really awesome. I was just going to ask you that. And speaking of kids, tell me how this all started for you, because I know when somebody gets into magic, it probably starts at a young age. Is that what it was like for you?
It certainly does. When I was about 12 years old, my grandparents gave me my very first magic kit. They literally gifted me the gift of magic, and it completely changed my life. It's led to a 23-year career at this point, and you honestly can't you can't know what a simple gift giving someone does and right. to change the trajectory of their life and the love and support that was behind that gift.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you got a kid that is thinking about doing something and they say, hey, I want to be a magician. Don't tell them no. Get them something like a magic kit, and they may be doing a great show like you are. So you continued on doing this. So you're not going to be pulling any rabbits out of a hat, but you're going to be doing all kinds of different things. Now, in the description, it says confounding card tricks. Now, what kind of card tricks are we talking, like blow your mind kind of card tricks?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I can't do a rabbit out of a hat, not because I don't want to. It's because I'm the only magician I know of that's actually allergic to rabbits.
Oh, really?
That is a God's honest truth. Found that out at a very young age. But yeah, there will be a little bit of something. We are bringing the heavy magic, but we are also bringing the light stuff, like a pack of cards. And we have a beautiful facility there at the Clyde, mm-hmm. which is going to allow us to make sure everyone in the house can see from everything from the simple card trick to the big, right. full-blown illusions.
Yeah, it's a great intimate space. It's going to be an awesome show. And so where did this idea come from to you know, really amp up a magic show?
Well, obviously, I was a magician from mm-hmm. the age of 12 years old. And then I started getting into music as I was getting a little older. And it was an experience in Syracuse, New York, actually, seeing the band Trans-Siberian Orchestra
for
the very first time. And the way they took traditional holiday music and completely flipped it and made it a rock and roll holiday show, that is when the light bulb went on, and I said, holy crap, man, you can not only take classical magic tricks, but you can take all your creations and inventions and combine them with a rock and roll soundtrack, and you might have something on your hands here. And about, you know, 10 years later, here we are.
I love that. Yeah, that is totally true. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra has just really amped it up, and it's an amazing show. And you're doing the same with Magic Rocks. So really looking forward to this. Again, it's Thursday, October 10th, the Clyde Theater. Doors open at 7, 8 p.m. show. Like you said, all ages are welcome. So bring the whole family and just have a great time. You can still get tickets. Just go to ClydeTheater.com. Leon, it was so great to talk to you, and I love that, you know, you started as a 12-year-old magician, and you're just making this into a great career, and I love that you're inspiring all the kids to do the same.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and everyone, we'll see you Thursday night at the Clyde. Magic Rocks.